Is that the limit of your vision? You have such power to do good. He smiled.
Good? What does good have to do with it? I have to give people what they want, Manzoni. If I don't, some other bastard will. Anyway, I don't see what you're complaining about. I ran your piece on England invading Scotland. That was genuine hardcore news.
But you trivialized it by wrapping it up in tabloid garbage, just as you trivialized the whole water war issue. Look, the UN Hydrology Convention has been a joke.
I don't need another lecture on the issues of the day, Manzoni. You know, you're so pompous, but you understand so little. Don't you get it? People don't want to know about the issues. Because of you and your damn wormwood, people understand that the issues just don't matter. It doesn't matter how we pump water around the planet or any of the rest of it, because the wormwood is going to scrape it all away anyhow. All people want is entertainment, distraction.
And that's the limit of your ambition. He shrugged.
What else is there to do?
She snorted her disgust. You know, your monopoly won't last forever. There's a lot of speculation in the industry and the media about how you're achieving all your scoops. It can't be long before somebody figures it out and repeats your research.
I have patents.
Oh, sure, that will protect you. If you keep this up, you'll have nothing left to hand on to Bobby. His eyes narrowed.
Don't you talk about my son. You know, every day I regret bringing you in here, Manzoni. You've brought in some good stories, but you have no sense of balance. No sense at all.
Balance? Is that what you call it? Using the worm cam for nothing more than celebrity beaver shots?
A soft bell tone sounded. Hiram lifted his head to the air.
I said I wasn't to be interrupted.
The search engine's inoffensive tone sounded from the air.
I'm afraid I have an override, Mr. Patterson.
What kind of override?
There's a Michael Mavens here to see you. You too, Ms. Manzoni.
Mavens? I don't know any.
He's from the FBI, Mr. Patterson. The Federal Bureau of...
I know what the FBI is.
Hiram thumped his desk, frustrated.
One bloody thing after another.
At last, Kate thought. Hiram glared at her.
Just watch what you say to this asshole.
She frowned.
This government-appointed law enforcement arsehole from the FBI, you mean? Even you answer to the law, Hiram. I'll say what I think best.
He clenched a fist, seemed ready to say more, then just shook his head. He stalked to his picture window, and the blue light of the sky, filtered through the tinted glass, evoked highlights from his bald pate.
Bloody hell, he said. Bloody, bloody hell.
Michael Mavens, FBI special agent, wore the standard-issue charcoal-gray suit, collarless shirt, and shoelace tie. He was blonde, whiplash thin, and he looked as if he had played a lot of squash, no doubt at some ultra-competitive FBI academy. He seemed remarkably young to Kate, no more than mid to late 20s, and he was nervous, dragging awkwardly at the chair Hiram offered him, fumbling with his briefcase as he opened it and dug out a soft screen. Kate glanced at Hiram. She saw calculation in his broad, dark face. Hiram had spotted this agent's surprising discomfort, too. After showing them his badge, Maven said,
I'm glad to find you both here, Mr. Patterson, Ms. Manzoni. I'm investigating an apparent security breach.
Hiram went on the attack.
What authorization do you have?
Mavens hesitated.
Mr. Patterson, I'm hoping we can all be a little more constructive than that.
Constructive? Hiram snapped. What kind of answer is that? Are you acting without authorization?
He reached for a telephone icon in his desktop. Mavens said calmly,
I know your secret.
Hiram's hand hovered over the glowing symbol, then withdrew. Mavens smiled.
Search engine. Security cover FBI level 3-4. Authorization Mavens MK. Confirm, please.
After a few seconds, the search engine reported back.
Cover in place, Special Agent Mavens.
Mavens nodded.
We can speak openly.
Kate sat down opposite Mavens, intrigued, puzzled, nervous. Mavens spread his soft screen flat on the desktop. It showed a picture of a big, white-capped military helicopter. Mavens said,
Do you recognize this?
Hiram leaned closer.
It's a Sikorsky, I think.